Track 11, David Clayton Meets. As always, David has fascinating tales to tell about his life in broadcasting. This week he remembers some of the fun and also some of the perils from that time.
Having been involved with radio for many a long decade, I found myself passing on the skills to other people, lecturing and teaching about broadcasting and radio presentation. And I have a phrase which always puzzles people. I always go on about the choreography of the studio. It's not that we break into dance halfway through a radio programme, it's just that the movement around the studio and where you sit guests to interview them, I've always thought is very important, because you have to have eye contact, that sort of thing. And there's lots of gubbins in a studio to get in the way. So it brought me to thinking about some of the difficult interviews I've done, as well as some of the fun ones. I do remember having Mel Smith and Griff Rhys-Jones, who in the early 80s were doing a television programme called Alas, Smith and Jones. They came in to plug a very funny book, and they sat opposite me in the studio, and I had a co-presenter, Neil Walker, in the studio with me. So there were four of us. So a bit of a squash round the microphones. But in the end, we got it set up so we could see them, chat to them. They could see what we were doing, and it just made it more intimate. To the point that when they were being extremely funny and reading from this very funny book they'd written, I did, in fact, fall off the presenter's chair on the floor. There's a tape of it somewhere. And they laugh more than I did that I was flattening it back on the floor. But not every interview is as exciting as that. We once had a politician in, a minister for energy. I can't remember his name. It's probably just as well I can't. And he came in, bustled in with a minder. He had a minder with him and sat down looking very formal. So we sort of asked him a set of questions about the energy policy of the government. And each question we answered him, his aide slipped in front of him a card with some text on it. To the point we thought this was rather strange. So he'd filibuster a bit and waffle while he was thinking of an answer, to which point the aide had looked up at the proper answer on the card, handed it to him. And at some point, I didn't have the guts to do this, my co-presenter Neil Walker said, "Why is that person handing you the answers, Minister?" There was a bit of a bluff and a bluster, and he said, "Well, of course it's got the detail on that I don't keep in my head, but the policies are all there." Something that sounded convincing. Anyway, he was the Minister of Energy, and we discovered from our receptionist who'd seen him arrive that outside, the Minister for Energy's chauffeur kept the engine running all the time he was in the studio. But one of the most difficult interviews, which had, in the end, a bit of an unfortunate conclusion, was a man who came in to talk about something to do with local councils and policy. And he sat down, he looked very formal, he looked like he worked in a council, with due respect to all council workers, and he sat down, and as we asked him a question, he turned over some pages, didn't look up, and read the answer out. And without eye contact, which I've said is important, you couldn't attract his attention to ask him another question. So he kept reading until he'd finished, then looked up again. So we asked him another question, he looked down, continued reading the answer for some 2 or 3 minutes. It was boring. It was awful. Now, we have a thing in radio, and I should explain, that we like to record what we do, and it's called an ROT. It's an acronym for Record Off Transmission. So you're recording what's going out on the transmitters, for legal reasons as much as anything. We used to flick the tape on and off, because we didn't record the records, we just recorded the speech. My co-presenter Neil Walker was driving, and he'd forgotten to start the tape machine for the talky bits of the radio programme when this man was reading out his answers. And I thought, I've got to remind him to do this because it's a legal requirement. So I scribbled on a bit of paper, R-O-T, slid it across the desk to Neil, who was driving the desk, at which point the man who was reading the paper boringly looked up and saw that I'd written the word rot. Yes, you see what happened. He looked up at me and he looked at Neil disgusted and carried on reading, even more boringly.
Ah, thank you, David. Well, I like to think that here at Chatterbox we can record without falling off our chairs, leaving our engines running, or coming out with a load of ROT.